in spite of what Christmas legend tells us, we really don't know that much about the wise men in Matthew chapter 2. We know they were from the east, and that they were called wise men or magi, and that they studied the stars. We don't know if they were kings, like some assume. We don't know if there were three or two or five. The Bible indicates that they did not show up at the manger, but rather sometime later at Mary and Joseph's house. But what we do know is that they were on a desperate search to see this one who was born King of the Jews so that they could worship him. And Matthew tells us in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, after listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly and with great joy. So why were they rejoicing? Well, they were rejoicing over the fact that they knew by God's providence and His sovereignty that they were about to be in the presence of the King of the Jews, the true King. They were overjoyed at the thought of worshiping this King and that their search was not in vain. This is what we call sincere adoration. Adoration and worship is not turned off and on. It is not flipped on like a switch when you walk through the church doors. Adoration and worship is something that stays stirred up and bubbling, and when an opportunity is given to worship, you get excited about it. True worship responds to the greatness of Jesus because He is always worthy. And so worship is not about us feeling like worshiping. It's about us recognizing who is worthy of worship. Not only were these men overjoyed at the prospect of worshiping the King of the Jews, Jesus, but when they arrived, they bowed down to Him and they eagerly gave to Him appropriate gifts. Giving was simply an extension of their worship. It was part of their worship. These wise men, they relinquish self-rule and give to Jesus from the riches of their life to inaugurate His rule in their life. You also need to know that when you pursue Christ in sincere adoration and worship, that you will run into those who outright rebel against Jesus and those who are educated about Jesus but apathetic. You need to know all of this on the front end. You need to know that if you are a true believer, a sincere worshiper and follower of Christ, you will be raising your children to be hated by the world. You will be leading your family into this minefield. But that's the great thing about having a shepherd king. While He is ruling over us, He is also walking with us. As you pray today, please remember Marco Gaspar and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Portugal. And also remember the Hey Hey Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.